Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. My name is Tristan.
And I'm Mish.
And what are we talking about today, Mish?
Today we're talking about GameStop. Oh my god, I said GameStop.
You said GameStop. So I'm assuming you're talking about GameStop's stock rising.
We're going to talk about GameStop and basically trading stocks and if that should be taught in school or not.
I see. Okay. That's definitely something that should be learned in school because it's just so important and so much of our economy relies on it. So yeah, just based off of that point, there's just no question. It should be learned in school, or should be taught, I should say, in school, but I honestly don't see that ever happening.
But it should. I feel like we're taught these, like, what are kind of skills? Or, I don't know, we're taught these things in order to work a 9-to-5. And I'm like, not everyone wants to work a 9-to-5. A 9-to-5 does not work for everybody at all. And to go through, how many years of school is that?
What do you mean?
Like, from kindergarten to, like, end of high school.
Honestly, I don't know what age you start kindergarten.
Like,
but
5.
5, so if, let's say you graduate like 12 years, at 24. Right?
No, I'm in high school because not everybody goes to college.
That's true.
That's like 12, right? I'd, well, for me it was 12 because I graduated when I was 17. 12, 13-ish, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like you spend 12 years of your life approximately to learn to spend the rest of your life sitting at a 9-to-5.
What's funny though, like, sorry to cut you off. You spend those 12 years, and as soon as you leave, it's just like, you don't even remember what you learned.
You don't know shit. Like, bro, I didn't graduate high school. Like, oh yeah, I remember what I learned freshman year. I graduated to get done with high school. Like, that makes no sense. And then they're like, oh, go to college, which is a completely different thing. Like, does everybody really need to go to college? Because honestly, college is not for everybody. A lot of people could rather be in trade school. If you have a skill, you're good at it, and that's what you want to do with the rest of your life, go to trade school. You do not need to go to college if you don't need it.
If anything, I think the only people that should go to college is the ones that can get a free ride. Like, I ain't paid for college. I mean, I paid.
But it wasn't, like, hefty.
Yeah, I had to pay only because of, like, financial aid issues. But if you're going to get financial aid and nothing is coming out of your pocket, go to college, because you're not paying for that shit. But if it's like, I'm about to take out this $200,000 loan to get this 4 years education, it's like, bro, why are you doing that? You know, that I would say.
That reminds me of my friend. She was talking about how, like, she's $300K in debt.
What?
Mind you, she hadn't even hit senior year yet, even from my school. She went to Buffalo or something. I don't know. But she was deep in debt. I'm like, my God. That is, I don't even know how you begin to pay that off, which is why, you know, you should learn to trade or to, like, the stock market. Because imagine, you know, she started trading stocks, buying stock and stuff like that. She could potentially make some of that money to pay off that where is she about to get 300K from, bro?
Like, you're not even going to make that much money from your job.
Depending
likely.
On what you want to be, you're not. And it's just like, that's years.
So, yeah, let's say you do end up, like, say she wanted to become a doctor, right? And that is extremely expensive. You do make a lot of money, but it takes time for you to start making that money. And that is one of the things where it's like, yeah, you make, like, let's say you owe $125,000 and then you end up making $200,000. Yeah, you make a lot of money, but it's not like you're going to, you know, basically live really low below your means to pay that off. And you could be paying that off for 10 years. So $100,000, paying that off in 10 years, that's an extra $10,000 bill that you gotta pay yearly. That's insane.
I don't know how she did it, because even like having a credit card and like using like your maximum, let's say $2,000, right? That stresses me out that I have $2,000 to pay off, let alone $300,000.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is an immense amount of stress, because now you're like, damn, you know, when you graduate, it's just like, I need a job now.
Mm-hmm.
Because for the rest of your life, that is stuck on you.
Oh, wait, before you say anything, let's hear a word from our sponsor. All right, back to the episode.
Unless, you know, even though current president is trying to, like, you know, student loan forgiveness or whatever, he's not forgiving $300,000.
I feel like there's just so much that you can forgive. And I don't know if you can forgive for everybody, because that's just so much money.
You could, but only like a set amount would be like, what, 10K or like 15K or something like that. That's what I'm
saying. So like,
it will not be like 100 plus.
Yeah, you can't do that for multiple people. And there's a lot of people that are really hot in debt. That's just not going to work out. But I don't know. I don't know how you would pay that. I mean, we are drastically off track.
Not really. We kind of switched to the second part. We'll come back to GameStop.
Second part being if it should be taught.
It should be taught. It definitely should, because like, you couldn't be making some type of income from like an early age. Because I'm pretty sure like what, they let you start trading at 18 or something. Because, mm-hmm. you know, that's the legal age. So imagine at 18 years old, you know, you're working a summer job or something, and you use some of that income to like start trading.
Yeah, and put your money in the market.
And you just leave it there for long term.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so much more beneficial than just being like, okay, you know, I was taught this, that, and the third, math, science, etc., English, in school. And now it's just like, oh, you know, most people are telling you go to college, do this, or do that. You have to do something with your life. And then, boom, you go to college. You can't afford the college you want to go to or the college you're accepted into. And then, bam. Debt.
Yeah.
And what the fuck are you supposed to do with that?
Yeah. That definitely adds a lot onto a person. And a big part of it is just like you said, what are you supposed to do with that? You know, and you might spend that much time and not even feel like you really learned anything. And, you know, it really does depend on you as a person, because I don't feel like I learned a lot from college, right? But I learned a lot during college. During that time frame, right? But just not from them. And if that's was something that I paid for, I would have been very upset, because I paid all that money, got this fancy piece of paper, and I can't remember shit, you know?
Or you have no skills, because majority of the job market is just like, oh, you want a job, you need 2 years of experience, you need 3 years of experience. And it's like, most people don't have that, you know? Their experience was going to class every day to learn to do this job. And it's just like, how, like, new graduates typically do not have 2-3 years of experience that you want. But it's just like, you know, they do the job, they learn on the job. And not enough people are like, okay, it's okay to learn on the job, or we train on the job. It's just like, nah, you need to have it.
Especially now, a lot of companies don't want to train you, because that's just stuff that they have to pay for. And I can't say that I don't see their point of view there, because again, that is something that you're going to have to pay for, right? Somebody has to pay for it. Somebody has to pay you for your time, and they have to pay for, you know, the facilities, the people that's going to teach you. And even if they don't pay you for training, it's like, one, they know that they're not going to get a lot of people to sit through training if they're not getting paid. Because people have lives and bills to pay. And not everybody can be like, well, you know, I can't go 2 weeks without getting paid. Or 3, 4, whatever, however long it takes for training to be finished, you know? That definitely kind of creates a problem there. But I don't know. I don't really see trading and stocks and investments being a part of the school curriculum. Definitely not public school. That's like private school.
But I feel like it could be grouped into when they teach you economics, right? Because senior year of high school, we had to take economics. You needed an economics class. Mind you, all 3 years of high school, ain't nobody talked to us about economics. Then it's like senior year, you need economics in order to graduate. And it's just like, okay, if I need it, you can include the more important stuff. It's like sex education. You got to take sex ed but they don't put the important stuff in sex ed. Literally, we learned about HIV and AIDS by watching the movie Philadelphia. That's not really learning about HIV and AIDS, you know? Like, I already knew about it because I knew I was interested in pursuing health later on in life. But it's just like, you can't let us watch a movie to, like, make us learn about the, like, only the movie to learn about the HIV and AIDS, like, epidemic. Like, that don't make sense.
So at that point, it kind of sounds like they didn't want to give you the information. They wanted you to come to that conclusion by yourself. And it makes sense because there's a lot of different parents out there that are like, hey, you can't be teaching my kid this. You know, we don't want kids to be talking about this because we don't want our kids having sex. So, you know, it does...
It makes sense, but my teacher just didn't care. He didn't care. He was also the football coach, so he was busy.
But now, we didn't have economics, and our sex ed was a joke. So, it is based on a school thing, and not all schools have it, or not all schools make it a requirement, right? And based on the public school guidelines and shit, it is not a requirement. You don't have to force, you know, economics as a class for graduation, right? It would depend on the school, where the school is and shit like that, but it's really not required, right? And part of why I don't see that is it's kind of like a whole strategy thing there, you know, where they don't teach you how to make money, right? They teach you that a 9-to-5 is the only way to make money, and a 9-to-5 is the only way to really have a good life. And, you know, they teach you
in order to get there, you need the degree.
Right. And that's all that they really want to teach you, because they want to make sure that that part really sticks and it works, because you go through so many years hearing that, that it does stick. And that's what you're thinking is like, 9-to-5, you don't want to take any risks because you have bills to pay and blah, blah, blah. It's tough, right? But the problem with teaching stuff like that, teaching financial stability and teaching financial freedom, is just that if you teach everybody, then it won't be something that is only selective for the few to know, you know? If you make it easy for everybody to know, then it's not really financial freedom anymore, because everybody's doing it. You know what I mean? It's like you're trying to teach people, like, hey, you know, here's how to find the Pythagorean theorem, and you make it sound super, super important, only to realize that you will never... most likely never use that again, you know? And I don't know. I don't think I've really ever tried to use that in a real life situation. I don't think the only time I thought about it was when I was building my little cabinet. And I actually thought about all the measurements. And when I tried to make like some supports,
yeah,
I was like, oh, you know, maybe I need to know the measurement of the sides, but then I realized I don't need the Pythagorean theorem, because why do I need the measurement of the long side of the triangle? I just needed the corners, you know? So they teach you the stuff that you don't really need, and then you try to get the information, like, you know, investing. That's just not there. And I don't ever see it being a thing, not in private schools at least. They're just...
not in public schools.
Yeah, public schools, my bad. Private schools, probably, but the more expensive private schools, like the really expensive ones, because those are the ones where money matters, right? Those are the ones with the rich, rich families, the important fathers, doctor mothers.
I don't know, you know, about important or like important fathers necessarily. If you can afford it, I guess you put your kid in private school, no matter who you are. You don't necessarily have to be like, yo, this person's like a governor or something, you know?
Well, not even that. Like, I'm talking like high up parents, yes, even in their respective companies. You know what I mean? Not necessarily like, oh, you're the governor of this, or you're the queen of this country,
but type like, shit. You're the CEO, like, of this.
Yeah. Or you're just VP. or even if you're
like a high up executive or something like that.
And I'm talking about those schools where, you know,
the status kids matters.
Grow up with their own 401k or they already have a retirement plan, or they just have trust fund money, you know?
Yeah.
That is where they'll learn the hell out of dealing with and managing money, because they have that shit. And they're not going to teach like the poorer kids to manage money, because they want you to spend that shit. They want you to stay where you're at, you know? They don't want you to get better. Because if everybody got money, then that takes money away from them. From the richer people.
That's very true. But now that you bring it up, I wonder if we had stayed in private school, if we would have been taught that. But then again, I was private school in a different country, so not great. But yeah, I feel like it should be taught, but unfortunately, it's not going to be anytime soon. Because why would they? Like, now we can switch over to GameStop. GameStop, I don't know why I keep saying stock, but like, for example, the GameStop situation, you know, the people of Reddit, you know, they brought the price up, and then, you know, everybody lost, the rich lost their shit, which goes back to show, why would they teach it to everybody when, you know, people on top can stay on top?
Of course. And at that point, it's like, you had... Well, first, I was a little bit surprised to see how easily the market could be affected, right? And the reality is that stuff like that happens all the time, right? And we just don't realize it. And, you know, it could take a company that people really see coming up. Like, for example, if I have money, and I know I'm about to go and do business with, let's say, NVIDIA for whatever reason, right? Then I'd put some money into that. And then once we do start doing business, that stock goes up, I make a little money on top of whatever I would have made with that deal with them, you know? And a lot of the time, it's like you have these deals and these trades and just... a lot of rich people affecting how the market moves, that they don't even say anything about it, you know? It's not made public because they're not the ones losing anything. And it was kind of the same situation when you had like Bitcoin really rising up. A lot of people at that point weren't really making a big fuss about Bitcoin, because at that point, the lower economic people were losing money. You know, they were the ones that were taking out mortgages against a second mortgage against their home just to invest into Bitcoin. And at that point, those people are thinking like, hey, I put in like, let's say $16,000 and Bitcoin just is going to keep going up. I'm going to make a lot of money, you know? But what people didn't realize is you're putting $16,000 into something that's already so high that the likelihood of you making money just is not there, you know? And there are people that still made money because Bitcoin is what, like 40,000 now or something like that. And for those people that stayed, it could have been a lot better. You know what I mean?
That comes back to, you know, the rich staying rich, because Robinhood's getting a lot of shit for, closing, not letting people no longer buy into GameStop when the whole thing happened, and they're like, oh, you know, it's very like, the market is very volatile. Yeah. Oh my God, volatile right now. And they're trying to protect their consumers. But I think that just sounds like a whole lot of bullshit, because the market's always volatile, basically, especially considering the pandemic when shit was just going up and down all the time, right? So, and it's just like, you never, like, there was never like, oh, let's put a stop or like a limit on this to protect our consumers.
So it wasn't necessarily that it was just a volatile market. It was that it was experiencing a high, what was it? It's just, I don't even remember what it was, like the technical term, but it was just irregularly high, right? And that makes sense. Now, when you had certain things like let's say Ford, for example, that was $3 or $4 and came up to 10, right? That just happened. I'm not gonna say naturally, but it just happened, right? Because a lot of people took their money out of the market because they saw this crash come in, and then they went and bought back when everything was cheaper, right? Which is usually what you're gonna do. So at that point, I didn't see them putting anything into it, right? Any issues into it. But with GameStop, it was a little bit different because it's like, let's say, for example, I bought 100 shares of GameStop at $40. And then I had all these people that are like, oh, GameStop is really going up. Let me put money into it. You have all these people that are seeing stuff like that, and they're just going to put money. I've seen people that were talking about they bought $16,000 worth of GameStop shares, and they were willing to hold anyway because somebody was telling them to on Reddit, yeah. Right? And imagine if you're a person that saw, you wake up and you see GameStop is at $400, and you're like, oh shit, you know? One thing that people have is a fear of missing out. Bitcoin really riled that up, and people see GameStop where it's at, and they're like, fuck, I gotta get in there, right?
Yeah.
And now you have all these people that don't know about the market that's gonna put a ton of money into it because it's so far up, and they're like, fuck, if it went basically... What was it? They say it increased, 1,800-fold or something like that?
I don't know, but I think it used to be at $30. So, like, 30 to, like, so 400 something. It's a lot, especially if you bought, like, multiple shares.
Yeah.
You're so thriving. Now,
imagine you wake up that Thursday morning and you've seen it went from 200 to 400 and you're just like, holy shit, it doubled in 30 minutes. I have to get into this, right? A lot of people are just going to start piling their money into it. And on one hand, I get what Robinhood was trying to do, because now you have these people that's just going to pile their money into it thinking that it's going to keep going up. But they're the reason it's going up, because they're piling their money. And me, who already bought 100 shares, now I see it's worth $400 a share. That's a lot of fucking money that I just made.
It is, and now it's time to sell that shit because you got what you wanted. Because
I paid $4,000 for these 100 shares, and now all of a sudden you're telling me it's worth $40,000. I'm selling that. And now that's part of why the market kind of dipped as much as it did. The people that are like, this is worth a whole lot more. GameStop is not worth $400,000.
It's not.
There's no way they can ever sustain that kind of price. So you had people that's like, yeah, let me sell right now and call it a day. And now you had other people that bought at $400.
And then it went down to 200.
Immediately went down.
To 200.
To 200. Well, it started going down to 100. And you had people that I'm assuming were scared. Probably saw it go down to 200 and then sold because they lost $200.
Yeah.
I might have been in that same situation.
Honestly, once it hit 400, I would have been out.
Yeah, I was gonna. So I was going to buy at 200, which is why I was not a full stock, a full share. I mean, I was gonna waste $40 basically, but I was going to put in an order for $40 when it was at 200, I would have made around $40 when it got to 400 and just had it sell as soon as it started going to like 390. As soon as it lost 10%, sell that shit. Because, you know, I wasn't taking no risks. But yeah, not everybody knows that. And not everybody knew the whole thing that was trying to, like, the goal of their whole Reddit thing. You know, not everybody knew why they were putting money into GameStop to hold. And that's really why they wanted to stop that. And because of that, they're getting sued.
But like, yes, they're getting sued. And I feel like Although they probably, let's be positive, they probably had consumers' best interest at heart. It still doesn't change the fact that, you know, they really screwed some people over from being able to buy some shares.
Screwed me over.
Let it go. Let the hurt go. But they really screwed some people over. And you just got to take into the fact that, you know, people are really struggling right now considering, you know, pandemic is still going on. And some people are still not working and money is tight. And, you know, this was probably like, oh, wow, you know, let me get in there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is my time to shine or something. So, yeah, but it all kind of comes back to, you know, teaching people this from a young age, because if more people were taught about, like, the stock market, then they would understand why the Reddit community went in there and, you know, they were all like this buy into GameStop, because they did it for a reason. It wasn't just, oh, let's all get rich, although that was a nice byproduct. It was a wonderful byproduct, actually. Mm-hmm. But they did it for a reason.
But also, here's the thing, right? Everybody can't get rich. And the reality is that the lost and the clueless would have been the ones to risk it all, right? And yes, it would have been nice that a lot of people did get, I'm not going to say rich, but they did get a pretty nice return off of their investment there. Because there are people that probably held GameStop stocks for years. And all of a sudden, it made a nice return, right? But at the end of the day, if I'm going to be honest, the ones that would have lost their money would have been the people that didn't know what was going on or just didn't know about the market. And, you know, even if they didn't know what was going on, some people are just busy and don't even know that they have certain things that they can put into place to stop them from losing money. They just, you know, they're just like, you know, let me just do this and see what happens, basically. So yes, a lot of people could have made money. I just saw the poor or the ones that, like you said, having a hard time and thought that this was a way to make money, they would have been the ones that were just really hurt, because they would have been the ones that would have lost out on their money. And the way the market was really dropping, if you bought at $426, I think that was its high, if you bought at that point, it just didn't get back there. There's no way for you to make money. You just lost. There's nothing but loss. And a lot of people did not think about the risks of involved, you know?
Yeah.
So I do understand where they're coming from, but at the same time, a lot of people are saying that they were manipulating the market, trying not to let happen what would happen. But a lot of people were also trying to manipulate the market. So they were mad that a company was not letting them manipulate the market.
They beat them at their own game, right, basically.
And said that, oh, they're manipulating the market by not letting them manipulate the market. Like, I saw that as just, what point are you trying to make here? Like, it's okay if you do it, but if somebody's trying to stop you from doing it, no, it's not fair. Like, a lot of people are really, really upset. But that's going to be the end of our episode.
Thank you for listening. Like, subscribe, leave a comment. We are also now on Reddit. It is our name, Glorious uh-huh. Nonsense. But there is a dash between Glorious and Nonsense. So Glorious-Nonsense.
It'll be in the description of the podcast. So be sure to check that out, if anything. Okay?